Chid Jimon. Tia Kavanaugh is a talented local artist and Anishinaabe woman. She created the art featured in the Jimon and Dewam Gadnon Pocket Park. She shared with us her experience of learning to build a birch bark canoe with her friend, Madeline Weetong, an expert canoe builder, Chuck Kamanda, in Curve Lake First Nation.
Having like a handful of folks in this area that are able, that have the knowledge to build a birch bark canoe, coupled with the fact that some of these very large and healthy birch trees are really few and far between, right? It's just, there's this kind of endangered quality to it, which makes it even the more special, right? When you do find a tree that could work.
Tia said that her favorite lesson from the canoe building experience was when she discovered that birch bark canoes are made from many tree species.
It's really not just a birch tree that goes into it. There's various other trees that go into making a birch bark canoe, and yet we call it a birch bark canoe, right? Because aesthetically, you know, you see the birch bark, but how spruce root comes into it, and cedar, and something like hardwood like oak. I think that's what's really special, is to consider that all of these different trees have different properties and different things that they really kind of add to a birch bark canoe.
Miigwech, thank you for listening to these stories. The Jimon and Dewam Gadnon Pocket Park is here for you to enjoy thanks to a lot of collaboration and generous support. Chimigwech to Tia Kavanaugh, Madeline Weetong, Shirley Williams, and Terry Musgrave for sharing their stories. Chimigwech to Kim and Mark Zippel for sponsoring the canoe art piece. A special chimigwech to Mary Alice, Monty Taylor of Curve Lake First Nation for the naming of our project, which has placed its roots here within Ngutchwinol.